World is falling apart around you. That's because it is. But you're in luck. We're doing another story time this morning. So come, grab a seat. We're going to read Lucy Lick Lotipus Goes Down South. I'm going to do the invert so I don't hear shit from you guys. Just hold on. Lucy Lick Lotipus Goes Down South. Look, it even looks like kind of like the Magic School Bus. But it's the remix. Just ignore me. Okay. Lucy Lick Lotipus lived in San Francisco Bay. She thought an awful lot of it was dark and cold and gray. There was no way that she could stand the wind and rain and snow. That was the day that Lucy planned her trip to Mexico. Mexico's always a good idea, I feel like. Marty Megasaurus. Marty. What? Oh my God. Marty Megasaurus agreed to watch the house. Okay, this is getting good. Lucy packed a bag and thought, I've got to get down south. She had no clue what she would eat or even where she'd stay, but Lucy knew that she could make some friends along the way. There was a spot in San Jose that she'd heard about. Lucy stopped there on the way to check the action out. What's going to be in San Jose? Oh, goodness. The waitress winked at Lucy and showed her to her seat. She was back in a minute later with some albacore on wheat. Lucy grabbed those healthy buns. As the waitress turned around, she spread them wide and had some fun with the tuna she had just found. Okay, let's continue. The next day in Monterey, the ladies were not shy. She and they spent hours, most of the day, sorry, not hours, finger-licking pies. That's what I just said. These sweet things were works of art. They were hot and they were fresh. She even found a Swedish tart, which Lucy likes the best. I suppose that's the Swedish tart. Good for Lucy. She stopped off in Los Angeles to see what she could land. She met a girl named Candace there at the produce stand. Wonder what Candace was selling. They strolled along the boardwalk just to waste some time. They rolled their eyes at all the girls in the corn dog line. These girls are wasting their time. Then they messed around clam digging, of course they did, on the beach. As the sun went down, Candace shared her little peach. Next up, San Diego. Lucy sure was getting close. She went into a bakery there, just following her nose. What was she going to find at the bakery? The pastry baker's hand was slick from buttering her muffin. She had Lucy take a lick, and she thought it needed something. Oh, Lord. Lucy grabbed her honey pot and made a gooey mess. The baker just sat back and watched while Lucy did the rest. Sorry, Mom. Hey, fuckers. Does it feel like...
Welcome to the Nerds Podcast. I'm your host, Megan Nerds, alongside Brandon Valentine.
Hello, hello.
And special guest, Special K. Nothing, Kevin?
Nothing. What the fuck? Did he mute himself? He fucking muted himself, and he forgot. He just looked confused.
Are you there, Kevin?
I think he's broken. There he goes.
Can you hear me now?
There you go. Talking to that big white ball of yours. I came across this the other day. Not literally yet.
Yet.
But so, Kev, me and Mike came into comedy with a gentleman named Matt Perkins.
I still have some of those tapes.
And Matt did not do any jokes. He literally read kids' books that he rewrote.
Yes.
Oh, that's great.
So a lot of Dr. Seuss shit. He was fucking phenomenal. And he moved to Japan. He's actually become an actor over there and been in some Japanese movies and TV shows and shit like that. But
this was amazing.
So this reminded
me of that. I still talk to
him
occasionally. I still talk to him on occasion.
And yeah, I message him every once in a while.
Yeah.
However, when I saw this, there was only part one. Do we want to hear the rest of the story?
Yes, please.
Because part two is posted.
Yes, please.
All right, let's see here.
Started reading a lovely little tale about Lucy Lick Lotipus. We were unable to finish in the 3 minutes that TikTok allotted, so let's continue.
Whoa.
Shall we? All right. Where did we leave off? I think we were at a bakery. Let's read that again, just to refresh our memory. The pastry baker's hand was slick. From buttering her muffin, she had Lucy take a lick. She thought it needed something. Lucy grabbed her honey pot and made a gooey mess. The baker just sat back and watched while Lucy did the rest. Lucy is just so kind and generous. On the streets of Tijuana, Lucy really was at odds. All that she could find to eat were badly wrapped kebabs. I bet she finds something better to eat. What do you guys think? They were offered up by working girls down along the docks. Most of them had crabs and worms and smelled like dirty socks. Oh, goodness.
What?
Lucy got back in her car and headed down the coast. She did not have that far to go for what she loves the most. Oh, I'm so excited to see how this ends. As she passed through Ensenada's gates, she could smell it in the air. She couldn't wait to get a taste. This is why she went down there. Oh, fish taco stands were everywhere. Of course they were. They were hot and moist, to hit that word, and pink. Lucy was in heaven there, just munching tacos on the beach. Lucy is in her element. Look how happy she is. Living her best life. Oh, here's the magic school bus. Next time she's going to take a bus with room for all her friends, because Lucy Lickalotopus will go down south again. Oh, what a great ending. That's what she said. Hey, fuckers, as you recall...
I love her. I absolutely love her.
That's, yeah.
Yeah, she's got some other books that she reads, too, that's pretty fucking funny.
But that's a real book. Like, she has it in her hand.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Dude. I need to go to Lover's Package, go upstairs and browse through the books.
Well, let's hold on here. Let's just find out.
If Amazon, please.
Amazon has everything.
It was called Lucy Lickalotopus?
Yeah.
I'm afraid of what this might...
I want to see what it brings up.
I saw an ad.
It pops first thing right up there.
Pops right up.
Wow.
$14.69 right there.
Dude.
And then the very next thing is Young Minds, Illustrated Stories for Kids to Spark Imagination.
Wait, scroll down.
I just saw that. Would you like to play with my pussy? That's an audio book.
Oh, that's an audio. I just got it. Yeah.
For $3.43. That's a not. My dad loves to toot.
Toby wrote a book?
What?
Ricky, the rock that couldn't roll. Would you like to play with my ass?
Dude.
Reach around books.
That's a bit on the nose. $80?
It's a two-box set.
Oh, season two. So there's probably got to be a handful.
This is one she reads. Brenda's Beaver Needs a Barber.
Yeah.
put Tony's nuts in your mouth.
Okay, wait. You need to buy that one and send it to Steven.
Who's got a Kindle? It's fucking free.
Matt knows why I say that.
I have a Kindle.
You know why I say you need to send that to Steven, right?
Yeah, I know.
You remember that story.
Who will help Jack off the horse?
Oh, my God.
Freddie will help Jack off the horse.
I might have to message Matt and see if I can steal his bit for next month.
Oh, man.
Yeah, plug yourself, man. I saw that thing on Facebook.
Susie likes to look at balls. Jiggle, wiggle, tickle, pickle.
My kind of party. Expect the monkey lends a hand.
Wow.
Dude, this can't be real.
There's
life.
Reach Around season one box set.
Yeah, and that's got Spank the Monkey.
Yeah, and it's got Brenda's Beaver. And
wow.
Brenda's Beaver plays around.
Why have I never known these existed?
Well, because you don't have an imagination. We're too busy looking at the real thing.
Right. Right.
Damn. Now, are these actually considered children's books?
There's no way.
I mean, it's one of those ones where I just feel like it's... It's the fourth of 5 books.
Not well, that, one, one it's the probably third, part of the, that season two box set.
Well, the Lucy Lick a lot of puss. Is that part of the box set, or is that a whole other? Oh, that's part of, yeah, it's by the guy that had the box set.
The publishing house is called Reach Around Books.
Trying to see if there's any. I don't want to get in that a fucking argument. Your kids shouldn't be on Amazon buying shit themselves anyways.
No.
But.
Nope. No but.
I choose to say no.
No but. Be a parent. Now, now, like, Toby has his own tablet, his own Kindle. He's got the kids' version. Now, if these popped up on that when you're on the kid profile or whatever, okay.
That might that be, would problematic. Be problematic.
Maybe. But
I mean, most kids aren't going to get it like a parent would.
That's what I'm saying. Like, at face value, it was a story about a dinosaur.
I mean, I'm half tempted.
It was just wordplay for adults.
Hookers and Blow Save Christmas. Okay.
Now that's for
that's awesome. Yeah. Well, no, it's just a crane and a snowblower. See, I now that I'm a grandparent, I kind of want to buy these books for my daughter for to read to her child.
Oh my God! Can you imagine? Can you imagine Zoe coming in to pick up the grandbabies and your reason? Fucking Brenda's beaver needs a barber.
Oh, this one's off. See, now you can be great ideas.
Pappy Mike doing a little reading, a little story time.
Oh, I lost my mouse.
But no kids on the lap while I'm reading Who Will Help Jack Off Horse.
Yeah, no. Ooh.
2 seconds.
2 seconds?
What? 2 seconds. Is that what he tells his girlfriend? No, wait. He doesn't have one of those.
Oh.
So that's what he tells his hand, apparently.
He might. I don't know. Did you get any hits from our Tinder swiping for you?
No.
No.
That thing is a barren wasteland.
Did you get
and
any?
It has only gotten weirder.
Did you get any hits from the number we passed on for you?
Oh, we did hang out a few times. Oh. We went to. Got Chinese food one night, and then, what did we do that other time? Oh, the Apogee. Went and played a game or two of pool. She's pretty chill.
Until you piss her off.
Oh, he will.
I did. I wrote out a sentence, and
that never ends.
I guess
well.
I worded it in a way where, like, she took it at face value, but like, if I would have moved where my comma was, it would have been obviously like about me. So she got mad at like punctuation for a couple days, and then I explained, I'm like, no, I didn't call you petty. I would said that action is petty. She's like, oh. I'm like, yeah, it was like where you put a comma. Like, the texting is stupid.
What the fuck is...
But it was days of anger.
With you, wow. With Whoa. You young fucking people.
They're annoying.
I don't know how the Oxford comma works, apparently.
The Oxford comma?
I think that's what it's called, right?
As opposed to what comma?
Wow. In my bank account.
You got a comma in your bank account?
For like the first week, yeah.
Payday was today?
It will be.
Yeah.
What the hell is going on here?
I don't know. What's your problem?
I don't know. What are you doing? What'd you break now?
Can you hear me now?
Yeah?
No.
Well. It's like half my computer just keeps shutting down.
I would like to point out that Kevin said he hasn't smoked in 7 months, and
it's true. I have no reason to lie about it. Because I just haven't. I haven't gotten smarter. Things don't make more sense. But
brain cells don't regenerate.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Yep. I can believe that.
I think you can replace one every 20 years. So here's the holding out.
God.
That's just kids. Oh.
Oh. Speaking of kids, so I go to dinner last night for my birthday.
How in the fuck is this you now going speaking of kids?
I mean, please tell me you don't have any children.
No. And that's kind of where the conversation went. So I'm sitting at the end of the table next to my sister, her
10 years younger, 6 kids. Yep.
What?
Nothing. Go ahead.
Oh. So my sister and then her son, her boyfriend's across from, or whatever they are, boyfriend, the fiance. I don't know if he's put a ring on her, whatever. And then the youngest son. And then my other sister shows up. And then there's a daughter. And then my mom. So it's just this pocket of children, right? And they're throwing shit. They're screaming and slamming on the table. Just being children at a restaurant.
Yeah.
And I'm sitting there and I'm just kind of looking at them. And I turn around and look at my mom. I'm like, Mom, I need a ride to the doctor. She's like, what's going on? And I'm like, I want a vasectomy. Like tomorrow. This is fucking insane. I can't. There's no way.
There's nothing more than hanging around with children that'll make you want to fucking get a vasectomy. I mean, if you have somebody that wants, yeah.
But then you miss out.
You want to convince someone to get a vasectomy. I mean, just have them hang around 4 kids, especially 4 badly behaved kids.
Yeah. Well, there's just one, and he kind of spreads the rambunctiousness across the table. But yeah, 4 babies, 3 and under, and 2 of them are like 6 days apart.
Fuck that.
Dude, it's wild.
But you don't want a vasectomy. You would miss out on all the awesome things like going to your daughter's high school softball game and her going, are we going home before our practice tonight? And I was like, I don't think so. And she goes, yes, we are. And I was like, why? And she screams, so the whole stand hears, personal reasons, Dad.
Oh.
Yeah. You miss out on all this fun. Like an 8-year-old who is playing cornhole last week hits the board and it slides over the top and he thinks he's a fucking stud and he does the fucking gritty or whatever.
The Dougie?
No, the gritty, the little fucking, I don't know what you call it. The duddy, I don't know. Or today, he was super proud of himself because he quit in his PE test.
He just gave up.
Yeah. He
quit?
He gave me 2 thumbs up. He's like, yep, I did my 18. I got 18 laps in and I quit. And I looked at him and I was like, you what? He goes, yeah. And he puts up 2 thumbs, a big fucking smile, starts laughing. I'm like, your 2 sisters who are slower than shit did over 50 laps each year.
Right. Yeah, he got 18 and got bored.
I go, what'd you do last year? He goes, I did 41. And I go, so you cut it in half? I sure did. That's math, Dad. You motherfucker.
I don't want it.
And I'm like screaming at him at the dinner table tonight. Like you, like bullshit. We don't fucking quit. It just, no, we don't fucking. And Tasha's like, so why did you quit, honey? No.
Oh, of course.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Fuck
don't
no.
Don't reason with the child. Yeah, no. I don't want any of that.
Now there is fun things, right? So I get a text today that goes, hey, guess who I just ran into at Starbucks? So I send back who? This is from the wife. She goes, our daughter. That was the same look I gave that, what the fuck?
Wait, one that's like, that lives across the country?
15 high school. No, 15 high school.
Oh. Well, you didn't know.
I had totally forgot. So it's a state standardized testing week or whatever.
Okay.
And freshmen don't take it. So technically she didn't have to be to school until like 10:45. But she went to school at normal time. And then her friends and her left. And they went to McDonald's and got breakfast. And then they went over to Fred Meyer. And then they went to Starbucks. But now this is where being a parent's fun. While I'm on the phone with Tosh, I was like, I'll handle it at dinner and I'm going to get her to fucking cry.
Uh-oh.
And she's like, no, it's fine. Like, and she explained it, and I go, okay, I know that, but I'm going to get her to cry because now I get to have fun with it.
So you do get to torture them a little bit. And...
I mean, a little.
All I had to do was go, excuse me, you were where? And then look at her.
Yeah.
That's all it took.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
That reminds me of this one time. So
at band camp.
I was going to say great minds think alike, but nobody would ever use that adjective with ours.
Right. Yeah. My parents dropped me and my cousin off at the roller skating rink down in Kent. And then they, you know, they left or whatever. And this is like right around when I got a phone, like a cell phone, like 2 or 3 months before I got a cell phone. So we get stood up. The girls that we normally meet there didn't show up. So we had no idea. There's no way to talk to them. So we're waiting around. They don't show up. We're like, oh, well, fuck this. Let's just walk down the street to the Target. Well, at the time, you know, my mom thinking, you know, if I leave my kids over here and I'm going to pick them up in an hour and a half, they're going to still be there.
Yeah.
So 20 minutes later, we walk, you know, 7-8 blocks down ghetto ass Kent and go to Target. And as we're walking,
you need to learn what a block is. It's literally across the street.
It was a street. It was from TLC. Is that what you're thinking?
Yeah.
Okay. It was a walk back to it. It felt like a while. So maybe just across the parking lot. So as we're going into Target, they're walking out of Target. And all hell broke loose. Like, drug into the car by my ear for leaving. I'm like, well, what do you want me to do? How am I supposed to tell you that, you know, we got stood up? 3 weeks later, I got a phone for those moments. But I had that, like, run into your parents where they're not expecting you. It's a bad feeling, apparently. And I learned that the hard way.
The only time I ever had that was literally I was hood surfing on the car and we drove past my parents.
That's worse. Yeah. That's worse than going to, like, go look at the Lego aisle.
Yeah, they weren't supposed to be home for, like, another day, and they came home early. And I was literally hood surfing on the car.
On your feet or, like, on your stomach?
No, I was standing on the hood.
Surfing.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
I mean, that's how you hood surf. I mean, you know, I wasn't fucking boogie boarding on the car. I was hood surfing. I was standing up. So, yeah, because my parents had a freaking old Plymouth, like, freaking Fury where the hood was, like, 6 miles long.
Oh, okay.
I just walked out and stood out on the hood, and we're driving down the road, and I saw the van come around the corner. I'm like, oh, fuck, my parents. I'm fucked.
And that was a huge thing to do back in our day because, at least in my mind, why I did it was tailspin. A hood was like cloud kickers, like, I don't even know what you would call that thing, because it wasn't a hoverboard, like, he had to be pulled with something to...
It was a sky surfer, I think is what they even called it.
Yeah. We used to ski behind trucks, too.
Yep.
Oh, my Jesus parents would get so fucking mad, because we'd do it on our shoes, and just hold on to a tailgate and rip down a gravel road.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
And then you'd come home...
Destroy your brand new Converse.
Oh, yeah.
Converse.
Adidas. What kind of fucking... Whatever.
Nice try, buddy. Try XJ900s, bitch. My parents...
I had Converse.
I don't know what that is.
I had Converse and Vision.
My parents Converse had Vision no money or time for name brand anything. We went to Sears, but not Sears. We didn't go to Sears at the mall. We went to Sears Plus in Kent.
Mm-hmm.
So, oh my!
So I was always a year behind on style. In seventh grade, when everybody was wearing bib overalls, I don't even care about
900s.
Oh yeah, yep.
High tops or low tops?
They were high tops.
Black, white,
Speaking
and red.
Of, have you seen the movie Air yet?
No, but I do want to. I was just gonna say so
good.
So the first pair, they weren't even named brand. They weren't even named, I don't even know what the brand was, but they were Chicago Bull shoes. The tongue was a big Chicago Bulls logo on it.
Whoa.
And they had them at Sears Plus, and they were like $70. And my dad looked at me like I was fucking insane.
Yeah.
And I said, fine, I'll pay for them myself. And the only size they had was a 13. At the time, I wore a 9, and I fucking bought them anyways, and wore those motherfuckers, and they were the best shoes to fucking gravel road ski in, because
they were
so big.
Skis. Jesus Christ.
Yep.
But so from what I've heard about that movie,
it's good.
They don't have Michael Jordan.
No.
Like, he's not a character at all.
He is not. He's in it for a second or two, but every time you never see his face, he never talks. It's because it's not about him.
It's about the Nike entity. Yeah, this is what I got on my screen.
Which a lot of people completely forgot about. I mean, at that time before Air Jordans, Nike was like
nothing.
They were basically a running shoe. I mean, they were a running shoe, but that's all they were known for. I mean, they but for the like, basketball
like
was Converse
or something.
Everybody had Converse.
Yep.
Yeah, their big claim to fame was that cushioned sole for track stars.
Yeah, it was rushing. It was running. They were track stars. They were Olympic track stars. So they were a running shoe. Converse was the basketball shoe, and Adidas was trying to break in. And it's just basically, it's the whole idea of how they came up with this idea of we're going to get Air Jordan, or we're going to get Jordan. Jordan wanted nothing to do with him.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, the movie is, it was actually, I was pretty impressed by
it. His parents made him go to just hear him out type thing, right?
Yeah. So it was pretty impressive to watch. I mean, it was actually a really good movie just to kind of see the whole idea of, you know, because when I remember, I didn't even think about it. When I was a kid, we all wanted Converse.
Mm-hmm.
We all wanted Chucks. And now it's, you know, and then what's funny is they even make the comment, like, you know, at that time, Converse was the king. And then Nike bought them in like 2002.
All those years later.
Yeah. Nike ended up just buying Converse out.
Well, nobody fucking... You know,
then it turned into like hardcore, like punk kids wearing Chuck All Stars.
I mean, I have a pair of leather Chucks in the room.
I've got like three pairs.
I have two pairs of Chucks. I have a pair of orange ones, both just canvas. Pair of orange ones that I traded a hobo for.
Yep. And wild.
Hey. Whatever works, man.
What else do you do when you piss on the dude's tent?
You just give him your shoes and leave.
You don't go to a Mudvayne concert without shoes?
No.
Fair. Fair. That's... You may leave a Mudvayne show without your shoes, but you don't show up with no shoes.
We had pre-funked, and I had to piss, and I crawled in the bushes to piss, and next thing you know, I got a guy coming out telling me I'm pissing on his fucking home.
His fort.
Yeah, that was Mudvayne Rammstein, and then I have the pair that I got married in.
Oh, okay. If you all are in the market, I mean, because you're talking like the super thin, like one layer of canvas.
There's only one Converse shoe.
You're wrong.
No, 100% right.
So Famous Footwear has, and they're like structurally high top tennis shoes, but they're Converse All-Stars. Same cut, same everything. It's just there's another layer.
There's Converse All-Stars and there's Chuck Taylors.
Yeah.
And if you don't feel like you're going to break your ankle like you were walking in fucking high heels, they're not worth having.
I have a pair of those. I have a pair of those too.
Yeah.
And I stopped wearing them because, rolled my ankles walking downstairs. And
people played basketball in
it's
those.
It's so wild.
They were the ideal shoe for basketball. I mean, they had everybody.
Why though?
And that
because
was when
style.
That was when people started dunking. Like Dr. J was huge into them, and people were dunking in those shoes.
It's insane landing on hardwood. With
that was the shoe. That's what the sole of the shoe was made out of, was hardwood, and then you're landing on top of more hardwood.
Thin linoleum hardwood.
But how fucking cool do they look? Like.
Not cool at all.
Oh, Chucks are super cool.
They're so ugly.
What are you talking about?
They're so ugly.
What the fuck is wrong with
Why
you?
Is the toe cap white? Why is that like traditional?
That's the
and
fucking
iconic.
Way they make that's Chucks.
I mean, they were also wearing, you know, booty shorts playing basketball. And that.
And Chuck Taylor was a basketball player.
No.
Yeah, those are just, they're not attractive looking shoes.
I
don't think I can talk to you anymore.
I own them. I've worn them for years.
And you
I
can
actually
get them custom
wore a pair
made.
The other day.
You can get them custom made they're with whatever color.
God awful.
The pair that I have, they're black leather.
They're affordable.
They're actual Chuck Taylors. They're Chuck Taylor All-Stars, but they're black leather.
Yeah, those ones. except without the lift.
Design wedding chucks.
And they're still $80.
Yeah.
Now, this wasn't an option when we bought.
Oh, that would have been
That's pretty rad. I like that.
Oh. Oh, my God.
Is it your anniversary coming up?
I wasn't going to say that because my wife actually listens to the show.
Oh, shit. You better edit that out.
Good job. But why are the women's more expensive?
I remember your... everything for... It's called the pink tax. Haven't you ever heard of the pink tax?
You got the custom Chuck Taylor All-Stars lift platforms.
Oh.
Or the regular high tops are $5 cheaper. They're not, you know...
Oh, you could get high tops with misses on.
Correct.
That's what you're saying. Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah, they have 3 colors available for that one and 4 colors available for the platforms.
Or... Now, is it socially acceptable if I wore the platforms?
Yes.
Really? Interesting. That might bump me up to 5'10".
Buddy. It's 2023. Anything's acceptable.
Anything's acceptable at this point.
Oh, my God. Holy, I like those for her, too.
So you're going to have to edit this whole thing out so she can't hear about all this stuff. Oh, the ones, those are cute.
Yeah. The ones on the bottom right. Or
yeah.
Left,
the right one there. With the heart on it?
Yeah.
Oh. Fuck me.
You just missed her birthday by a couple weeks. Look at you.
Mother's Day's coming fucking... up.
Mother's Day's coming up. Your anniversary's in what, June or July?
June.
Might have to make that happen.
Oh, that felt good.
I'm glad we're not in the same room.
I didn't want to apologize. I do. Oh, that was loud. So loud ones don't stink. That's just fucking general thumb. I do want to apologize. I don't even know how I spaced on letting you know that last week was spring break and Sun Lakes.
Oh, yeah. Well, then, of course, this week. I got you all messed up because I didn't even think about, you know, I was like, oh, yeah, you know, we usually record early and I didn't even think about telling you, oh, by the way, I got a show Monday night.
Yeah. So. After you said something, Tosh goes, oh, what time are you and Mike recording? I was like, we're not. And she goes, yeah, Mike's got a show tonight. I didn't think you were.
Yeah. Because normally I don't book shows on Mondays, but they paid me. So they're like, come do 20 minutes for $50. I'm like, okay.
Cost you $75 in gas. Because it was in Olympia.
Yeah. That's the only reason I'm going to drive to fucking Olympia for fucking money. I'm not going to go to an open mic in Olympia.
But you spent it all to get there.
No, the fucking car gets like the freaking new car that I bought at Amber gets like $30 or 30 miles a gallon.
And at $5 a gallon.
Okay, yeah, that's pretty much true.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I almost got gas yesterday.
And then the bar, they didn't really charge much for freaking drinks because Amber went with me. We had between the two of us like 5 drinks and spent $25 on drinks. So
that was like Boots. I got a cocktail and I think 2 beers and my tab was like $16.
But then Nate's last night, I love Nate's, but fuck, man, I had like 3 drinks and it was $28.
Well, you're in a real comedy club. Totally different than a bar.
And she made some strong drinks at Nate's.
You know, and comedy clubs, especially... Because last night was basically like an open mic, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, and there was very few people there, but it was kind of cool when I look over to my left and Nate's sitting next to me. I'm like, hi, Nate.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. They don't really give the comics drinks at an open mic at a real club.
No.
You know, I'm sure on the weekend, if you were the host or whatever, you know, you'd probably get a couple drinks thrown your way. But
I mean, possibly, but I don't suck enough dick for that to happen.
Bummer.
Oh,
underachiever.
Yeah, no. Right now the freaking comedy community is fucking eating itself again. So
I was just going to ask you about that. I've seen a few posts, but what the fuck's going on with that?
Oh, it's another one of those, like, remember back in the day when there was like competing clubs in the same city and everyone all like, oh, fucking took sides. That's what's happening. There's a new club opening in Seattle. You already have Laughs, which amazingly Laughs is hanging out of this. But there's a new club starting, so of course club comedy is having a meltdown because of it. And then they've said a few things, but now all of a sudden everyone's coming out against club comedy because apparently, I don't know, apparently Rick Taylor is a predator against other gay men, but I don't know. I don't get freaking go up there, so I don't see it. But it's, yeah. So everyone's all of a sudden now again. So now it's just like you have to pick sides. And I'm hearing rumors that I'm that the both or one of them is saying, hey, if you work the other one, you can't work here. So it's going back to the old thing of back when it was, you know, Laughs and Kirkland, where if you did any job, any freaking club on, you know, the east side of the lake, you couldn't work at Laughs. But it's yeah. So it's the old school shit that all the new kids are like, oh my God, this is crazy. I'm like, that's just what it used to be like.
Oh, I don't miss it at
that's
all.
That's so dumb.
I don't miss it at all.
And that's the hard part. It's like I was talking to someone about it last night, and they're like, you know, because it's like, really, I mean, April, this is pretty much what, like my 12-year anniversary of doing this. And they're like, why have you, I'm not like, because I get fucking pissed off every like 2 or 3 years and just fucking walk away.
Yeah.
And then come back. So it's kind of like until it's like it's the freaking drama. And but then I talk to other comedians that do stuff in other states. It's not like this anywhere else.
Yeah, I find that hard to believe. But
well, I mean, not to this level. Not like there's some squabbling in between. But the way that fucking Seattle like eats itself every 2 years is like beyond like everyone's like, yeah, I've seen a little bit of squabbling in other places, but it's not to the level that like Seattle is, where everyone fucking hates everybody.
I hate everybody too. So
yeah,
good.
I do too. I'm at a point now where I'm kind of like, whatever. If I'm getting paid, I'll go. Other than that, I just kind of go to a couple of the open mics I like that are close by, and that's about it.
I don't even do that.
Well, yeah, but you're coming up to ordering next month.
Yeah, I've got about 2 hours worth of new material I got to cut down.
That's cool. Hey, go as long as you want until they tell you to stop.
No, did that once. That fucking show sucked.
Yeah, because Jayla and Rachel, they're gonna be they're excited. I saw Jayla last night, and she seems excited.
Rachel coming because she got accepted to a comedy?
I saw that, but she hasn't said anything since she isn't. When I talked to Jayla last night, she said that her and Rachel are excited. So I'm like, okay. So
yeah,
because I'll be honest, if Rachel backs out this time, I'm gonna have an issue because this will be the third time in a row.
Oh.
Because she's backed out the last time when I had to feature down there, I featured because she couldn't make it.
Well, Special K is on board to make his debut.
No, oh, yeah. Sir.
That'll be fucking amazing.
No way.
The crowd's going to hate it, but me and Matt will fucking just lose our shit in the back.
Not happening.
There'll be two laughs.
Yeah. We'll
laugh most comedians our ass only off.
At the
one.
Wrong well, you are. Moments at the wrong times.
It's like
I don't know if I could tell.
When the tears start streaming down your cheek, I'll just die of laughter.
It's like I've always had one of my favorite shows that I ever saw was, I mean, you know, you remember Jody. Of course, Jody had to do a show where they said, okay, be clean. And this guy, there was nothing clean about fucking Jody. I mean, it'd be like telling freaking Andrew Dice Clay to do a fucking clean set. So he gets up there and he's trying to be clean. What? So he's trying to tell jokes about like how to fuck a giraffe without saying fuck and trying to make it clean. So none of the crowd was laughing, but there was like four of us comedians in the back that were like falling out of our fucking chairs because
watching
just
this man drown.
Enough, watching him trying to do this and saying like, this is fucking awesome.
I had that happen to me one time. Now I'd done some clean shows just because that's what I was told when I got hired.
Yeah,
like the one I did at Auburn Ave Theater and different things like that. But I did one with Brad out in...
How the fuck was Brad clean?
Hold on. Out in Squim. And so we're driving out to Squim, and Brad's like, hey, I forgot to tell you, this is clean. It's a Pat Wilson room. We got to be clean, you know? And I'm like, fuck, like, I'm not prepared to go clean. Well, you're a professional. You got to go clean. That's what we're asked to do. So I end up going 7 minutes short because I fucking stumbled and lost it, and I didn't want to fuck up the crowd for Brad. Brad comes out and just does Brad.
No.
Yeah.
And comes back after his set and just starts fucking laughing at me.
What a punk.
You would have had it. Brad was special.
Yeah.
Brad was, I mean, he was funny as hell. I mean, he was a special. I mean, he was a one of a kind, but I could see him doing that. I mean, he's the one. Didn't he put his dick in on your shoulder or something while you were driving?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, on our way to California.
Like, literally just pulled out his dick.
And we got from Seattle to Olympia. And
Wiener.
Yeah. Yep, there it is. Hello.
Yeah. Yep.
His closer, by the time he got to his closer, he was in his underwear. Like, and he wore like pretty much like a G-string.
Now, I'll be completely honest with you. That night at fucking Tacoma Underground, when I featured for him, and I don't think he'd really paid attention to what I do. And that was back when my closer was getting naked.
Yep.
And we did a 20-minute fucking striptease dance to his closing song to end the night at Tacoma Comedy Underground.
Which was amazing.
Poor fucking Chris Brannon didn't know what to do.
Well, he just has these naked men on stage.
But oh, Chris Brannon, okay, you know who Chris Brannon is, right, Kev? Sonic's guy.
Sonic's guy.
Big, tall, 6'6", black guy, big afro. He went to every sporting event. Save our Sonics. Save our Sonics.
Yeah. And he ran the Tacoma. He ran the Tacoma
the
Underground.
Sonics guy.
Yeah. Yes. He ran Tacoma Underground. He was the
manager
of Tacoma Underground.
Tacoma Underground.
No, I used to see him at every single T-Birds game.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I know who you're talking about.
So Chris and a guy named Riggs, old school comics, they knew I was going on the road with Brad. And didn't say a fucking word. And uh-oh. I get back from California with Brad, and we go to the Underground for the first time since I get back, and I just fucking unleash. And yeah. Chris is just laughing at me, and he's like, yeah, we wanted to tell you not to go, but fuck you. Like, you need to see what it was like from from your own viewpoint.
Right.
But give you an idea of Brad. This is Brad here. One of my favorite bits, Brad.
I went and got a DUI, man. You know how humbling it is to have a DUI? It's like, and when the whole country doesn't let you drive, and you got to take a Greyhound bus to get to your gigs. Yeah, I've been humbled lately. Have you been on Greyhound, anybody? You went rent a donkey. You'll get there quicker. That's a piece of shit. Where's that ad on TV? Like, Greyhound. You want to travel across the country. 272,863 gas stations in 39 days for only $123. That's right. We're going to take you from Albany, New York to Albany, Oregon to Albany, Kansas to Albany, Georgia to Springfield, Mass. Back to Springfield, Oregon. Then to Springfield, Illinois. Louisiana, the Star of David Tour, the Glasgow, Montana, the Sacramento, California, the Tuk-Tuk-Tuk-Tuk, Alaska that's not even on the map, and then to your destination, I don't even know where I am, to Clayton, North Carolina 9 months later. Our toilets are big enough for a rhino to fall through. If you're sitting on the throne and the bus driver hits a bump, you're getting better. Greyhound, come travel the crystal meth sardine can Titanic on wheels. Leave the driving to us. Sit beside people you've seen on Unsolved Mysteries. Lock up gangland and cops. We haven't cleaned the restroom since the drummer of Def Leppard had two arms. Greyhound. We'll get you there, because you just got punked. That's the Canadian Army. Just two guys on a horse.
Goodness.
Yeah. Fucking Brad. Like I said, we definitely had our differences after going on the road with him, but I do owe a lot of my stage presence to Brad. Just about any major show I've done is due to Brad. Like, yeah, and I realized, years later looking back, I was used because I had a car, so he didn't have to take Greyhound to gigs. But
maybe.
But he was a national headliner, and I got to do some work with him. So,
where's he at now?
Dead.
Oh, well, that's sad.
Yeah.
Bummer. It is.
Yep. OD. what,
not shocked.
About 2 years ago? He got clean for a long time, and his dad passed away, and he fell off. He fell off hard.
Oh no!
But he was a guy who was kicked out of just about every comedy club because he'd get fucking loaded. He'd get loaded and sit back at the table waiting for his turn to go up and start rubbing his dick on people and.
Oh.
Yeah.
Gnarly.
Damn. But
yeah, when he was drunk, he got special.
that's one way to. Here's the follow-up to that special.
Yeah. Aww.
Reality show by Greyhound, right? Why not? Yeah, do it. What? I know. Yeah, because it would sell. Yeah, I got the pitch and everything. Yeah. You got it this fall at CBS, a new reality show. We're going to put celebrities on a Greyhound bus, and you get to vote them out. Star you haven't seen in a long while, like Gary Busey. Today we're going to learn how to drive a bus. Whitney Houston. Ozzy Osbourne doesn't even know he's in the reality show. Jagger of the Rolling Stones.
That's a really good picture.
A couple years ago, Janet Jackson was in the Super Bowl in a halftime show. God forbid, next year, Rolling Stones, because if Mick Jagger pulled that shit, you imagine? Out there in the halftime show, and his package just comes flying out of his spandex. You could put a whole bunch of celebrities on this Greyhound show. Oh, yeah. Christopher Walken. No one's going to fuck with that guy. Christopher Walken on the Greyhound bus? Yeah. Ah. Oh, no. This bus. Is a bad idea. Maybe you'll love a boy. Eyes up here. Look at his dog. People. Cheech and Chong put them on the Greyhound bus. Hey man, how far is this bus going? Another year will be fine, man. But Adam Sandler, I think it's going to be a new page. Rodney Dangerfield's ghost. Hey, I don't like cocaine. I just like the way it smells. Morgan Freeman. That'd be great, because he narrated everything, right? And they got on the Greyhound bus in Cordele in 1995. I haven't seen Andy for 4 years. I guess I just missed my friend. This is a new one. Oh, this is all right.
That's a really good way to run through a bunch of impressions really quick.
So, I've never found the clip. I don't know if it's on, like, the full length, but he toured with Roddy Piper.
Oh, damn.
And he was Roddy's Woo! He was Roddy's opening act.
Oh, the fucking, the wrestling
and
one?
So, he does a wrestling bit of being a fly on the wall in the locker room, and it's fucking just amazing.
It's
damn
perfection.
Yeah, when I'll give it to Brad, even when, like, he could sit back there and get drunk and be just an asshole sitting back at the table and never missed a beat on stage. Fucking never.
No,
like he could fucking perform, man. He was something else. But I just think, you know, booking shows like we were, like, it would have been cool to get Brad, you know,
yep,
out to one of our our gigs, because it also wasn't below Brad to do bar shows or anything like that either, you know.
In case
he would just show up at like open mics and just have a blast.
Oh yeah, open mics he was on.
Oh, and it was, yeah, and he would fuck with everybody.
Yeah, you never knew what you were fucking getting at an open mic. That's for sure.
He might get up there, and I mean, he might get up there and do a new thing, or just get up there and make fun of every fucking comedian that went in front of him.
Yeah.
Didn't really know what you were getting.
No. not in an open mic, you didn't. No. His set never, in the fuck 5-6 years I worked with him, his set never really changed. You know.
He just had bangers and let him stew.
Yeah. No. So... Well, I think he went a lot without performing because, like I said, he got kicked out of a lot of fucking places and came with a really bad reputation.
Rubbing your wiener on people's never really
so even accepted. Even if he wasn't kicked out, you know, club owners talk.
Yeah.
And they'll look at where Brad was last and they'll call and be like, hey, what'd you think? And they'll tell him.
Yeah.
You know, you may have five sexual harassment charges coming after the show, but he's funny.
It happens.
He's funny.
You know, so, nah, it was good. He was truly one of a kind. As was, like Mike was saying, Jody, too.
Oh, yeah. Jody was a special one. He was another one that we lost too soon, but... Yeah. That's one thing that's so weird in how depressed comedians really are.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, true.
Brutal.
I mean, the best comedians are usually the most depressed or the most freaking, like, alcohol, whatever, yeah.
Robin Williams.
Yep.
Yeah. I mean, you can...
Somebody's so funny, so tormented.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you can go through a whole slew of them, you know? A whole slew.
Roadie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But enough of the depressing shit. Happy birthday, Kevin. Yesterday.
Thanks, buddy. Yeah.
You're old.
I know.
Yeah, when are you going to have kids?
Well, they're in a tube sock next to me, but...
You're home by yourself. Why are you jerking off in a tube sock?
Yeah. It's clean. Use a towel like a normal person.
Yeah.
Just or doing the shower.
He doesn't want to use a towel. Grandma's not there to wash it.
That's true. No, I can't really do it in the shower. There's no... motivation, you know, can't bring a TV or computer into the shower. It's bad.
I saw this thing that Amazon made me buy it, a video thing that has a thing that sticks to your shower wall and it encases your phone and you can still use your finger for swiping, but it's completely waterproof.
Well, Kevin needs his finger for something else.
You want to send me a link there, buddy?
Jesus. We had this cool thing when I was your age. It was called fucking imagination, dude.
Nah. It don't work no more.
Did it ever?
Yeah. Like, you'd see, like a racy scene in a movie and just, you know, use it for the next 3 months.
Racy scene in a movie. We just had fucking Sharon Stone.
Dude.
Man, that's exactly what I mean.
You're talking about
it was one of like the most frozen framed shots in a movie.
We had Porky's. We had
Porky's.
We had Revenge of the Nerds.
Yeah.
Mine was.
There was a lot of Merkins back in our day.
It was.
Do you remember the Dukes of Hazzard with
Daisy Duke,
Sean William Scott, and
Johnny
Knoxville?
If you think it's Jessica
fucking Simpson.
Jesus.
Yeah.
So there were a couple scenes in that movie of Jessica, but there was one very in particular, and I think it was in like the deleted scenes. So you had to like rifle through the menu or whatever. But there was a scene where they were at the college.
I'm gonna throw
and it. Sean William Scott like walks into the room, Johnny sits up and like says something, and then Sean's girlfriend sits up and she's topless. That got me through an entire summer vacation.
Wow.
Yeah.
So the bad part is he talks Dukes of Hazzard. I can remember like, you know.
Oh.
The original Daisy Duke.
Fuck, I can't remember her name.
Sure as hell wasn't Jessica Simpson.
No.
And of all Sean William Scott movies you're going to pick, that's the one?
No, that's just the one that I can think of right now.
Like, we don't get Nadia from
American Pie
1?
I still have
that
shot in my brain. With boobies. Wasn't there an American Pie? That's where the set of boobies came out?
All of them.
Everyone?
Every one of them?
Yeah.
But I had Dukes of Hazzard on DVD, so...
I mean, American Pie, you get... I mean, gosh, what's her name?
Nadia.
Nadia, yeah.
Yeah. I have to go back. I gotta stop watching them on cable. Maybe that's the problem.
Shannon
that's
Elizabeth. And then what
yeah,
was
Shannon
it?
Shannon Elizabeth, like, fully topless.
What was the... Was it the second one where they rented the beach house and you had the two lesbians in the... In the house they were painting?
Yeah.
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah.
Boobies.
See, we had to find all sorts of movies where you had, like, the best ones. It's like, I can remember, like, and then you go back years later and you watch them and you're like, this is a really bad movie.
But it had boobies.
Yeah.
So,
like, one of my favorites, and I still enjoy the movie. It's actually really good. Was one I can remember, like, the movie Bound. I was like, oh, yeah. But then now I watch it now and it's like, this is kind of weird, but it's still good. It's Gina Gershon and Jennifer Tilly. Have a relationship in that movie together.
Ooh.
I always think Wild Things.
Yep.
I haven't seen that one either.
Anyone when there was women that we were like hugely attracted to
who,
together.
Wild Things just, was Neve Campbell and Denise Richards.
Yeah.
Both smashable. Yeah.
Yeah,
and they're smashing each other.
Dig it. So like my my generation. What was that? Like Black Swan or something with Mila Kunis and
you go dark.
Natalie Portman.
What was that? Oh yeah, she yeah. What was the blonde girl in that movie?
There was a blonde girl in that movie?
Her girlfriend, wasn't she? I haven't seen the movie, but like that would be like the movie I think of.
It was Mila Kunis and freaking
Natalie Portman.
Natalie Portman, that's right.
She wasn't blonde.
She wasn't?
I don't know.
So. I've never watched the movie.
I don't know. I've seen it like once. It's freaking deep, dark, and weird, but...
Don't they like do it?
I have not seen...
It gets weird.
No.
I have not seen Black Swan. But isn't Mila Kunis in it?
I'm pretty sure, yeah. It's Mila Kunis and Natalie Portman.
Winona Ryder's in it?
She's hot, too.
I didn't realize Sebastian Stan was in it, too.
It's a decent movie. It's really weird. I mean, it's weird and like one of those psychological, but by the end of it, you're like, what the fuck just happened? But yeah.
Huh. I did watch Cocaine Bear.
Don't tell me much. It's on my to-do.
Fuck off. Why haven't you watched it yet?
There's not much to tell.
I mean, a bear does fucking cocaine and people die. It's fucking brilliant.
Genius.
I'll be honest with you, though. As great as it is not a whole lot better than Velocipastor.
This is what I was going to ask you.
But
is
that's what fucking makes it brilliant.
Like, I was expecting big budget, right?
Is Velocipastor with a better budget?
Not much. Like, even the dismembering of body parts... When like the bear pulls somebody into the bush, and then a leg gets thrown back out, it's literally something you buy at Spirit Halloween store.
Oh shit! Yes,
it's amazing. A minute.
I'm not even sure they bought extra fake blood.
When a guy gets his fingers blown off, and you're like, those fingers don't even line up.
I don't know. It's in the middle of the movie. We're not giving anything away. But when the ranger shoots that dude. Cracked me up because I was not expecting.
Are we talking like high C?
Oh yeah,
juice blood.
yes, we are.
Perfect.
Yeah. I mean, it's one of those ones. I mean, some of the death scenes, you're just like, are you fucking kidding me? That's amazing.
Yeah,
the one, the ambulance driver or the when she's in the ambulance, not just the ambulance driver, but the lady in the ambulance when she comes out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, the ranger.
You know what I'm talking about? That
the
road rash.
Yeah, Me and Bella were cracking up the whole fucking time.
Oh, it was one of those movies where I'm laughing the whole time, kind of like Velocipaster, where I'm just cracking up and Amber's giving me that look like, are you fucking kidding me?
What the fuck is going on?
It's so great.
Why are you laughing?
She knew what was going on. She's just like, are you fucking kidding me? This is so stupid.
It's on Peacock right now for free.
Really?
Yeah. But
I thought it was on Amazon for like $6.
It is, but it's on Peacock for free.
I think I have Peacock.
And if you don't, Peacock's free. Why don't you have it? You know what you told me about fucking Zoom?
Yeah, dumbass.
Dummy.
You're not wrong.
But they have the true story of Cocaine Bear, like documentary thing.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, but the true story is just
horror. Okay, first of all, it was really good, but it has nothing to do with the bear at all. It's like just an hour and a half long, right? So the story is this eccentric millionaire jumped out of a plane, his parachute malfunctioned, and he splattered on a fucking ground, and he had a bunch of cocaine wrapped around him.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
And they go over that in the actual movie too, but what they in this documentary they go through and basically tell like who he was and how he was tied to this drug cartel and blah 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 blah, and
it's like shut up and get to the bear.
And then in the last 5 minutes, they're like, and the bear ingested 75 pounds of cocaine and or 75 grams of, no, it was pounds.
Yeah.
Kilos, 75 kilos. And died.
Jesus.
And the
Christ.
Bear is now like mounted and like, yeah.
Yeah, the bear is stuffed like, and mounted in some museum in the town where the bear is found dead.
And it's probably still jittering on the wall.
Like you can go and take pictures and pet the cocaine bear.
Can you like swab the nose and rub your gums?
Kevin walks in. He's just fucking eating the bear's ass.
Dude, this bear is the shit.
Excuse me, sir. Can you take your tongue out of the bear's ass, please?
No.
You just hear from the back. Excuse me, bear fucker. Do you need assistance?
You got a little schmutz. Hey, fuck you. I have Peacock.
And
apparently.
That comes out tomorrow, by the way, too. Broken Lizard's new movie.
Which one's that?
It's on Hulu. It's a Hulu original. It's called Quasi. And it's
I think I saw something about that.
They're
yeah.
retelling a Quasimodo.
Yeah.
Quasimodo. Oh, is that like the Hunchback of Notre Dame story?
And
yeah.
Quasi ends up winning a drawing of in the village out of all the villagers to be able to ask the Pope anything he wants. It looks pretty funny. And
that
then,
can only be so good.
With that, they announced Super Troopers 3.
Oh.
Yeah. So I'm...
Meow.
Wait, they just came out with two.
Meow. What,
like 2 years ago?
7 years
ago?
3 years ago? 8 years ago.
Oh, Jesus. Do you know? You know there's a meth gator coming out, right?
Yeah.
That can't be real.
No.
No, it's real.
No, like based on a real story.
Probably as much as
it comes from the idea there was, and I remember the story. I think we even did this on the show once. We talked about it or something where there was an idea where the police in like Florida told people to stop flushing their meth because it was going to make the alligators fucking high.
That's drug abuse, man. What the hell?
So Super Troopers 3 is going to be called Super Troopers 3 Winter Soldiers.
Oh, oh I love it.
That sounds awesome.
I'm in.
Fuck yes.
I'm in. I love
it. Yeah, so Attack of the Meth. There's some fucked up ones too, because I looked up Attack of the Meth Gator, and there's like also one called Cocaine Shark. Now I kind of want to see that.
So it's just gone the way of Sharknado. Mm-hmm. Just anybody and everybody can direct a movie. So they're going to put cocaine.
Well, it's one of those things they actually say that Meth Gator was actually in development before Cocaine Bear.
Oh, no shit.
So it's one of those ones that it was already an idea. Cocaine Shark came out like a couple years ago, but it's like, yeah.
But because...
But they look like low budget, like, yeah.
They can't be as low as Velocipaster.
I don't know.
Dude, it was like a high school, like, AV project that made it to Amazon.
It's fucking rad. I love that.
Oh my God, Cocaine Cougar. It's just about freaking women in like Hollywood.
You might be on Pornhub, buddy.
Whatever gets you going, man.
That's not IMDb.
You have your thing. I got my thing. Fuck off.
That's REDTUBE.
I mean, at this point, Cocaine Cougar is just about every girl I fucking dated when I was in high school.
Dig it. Dig it.
You dated old chicks.
That's the great thing about moms, man. I grow up and they stay old.
Wow.
God.
I'm disturbed.
Dude.
A little bit.
I think that should be on my to-do list. Like, before I hit
learn
mom
how to
live.
Do impressions?
No, mom. Or not like a mom, but like a seasoned fine wine.
Didn't you get elbow deep in a mom?
Not my age. Like, older than my mom.
Wow.
Yeah. That should be on my fucking to-do list.
I mean, it shouldn't be that hard. You just have to fucking go to, like, you know.
You got to leave the house.
Just go to one of the apps and say, young guy looking for old bitch. I mean, I'm sure you can find one.
Or just start hanging around the fucking IHOP around 6:30 in the evening.
Josh Wolf has a bit on that where he talks about how he used to work at Dick's Last Resort in Vegas when he was 20, 21. And said that this group of like three women came in and he said it was pretty slow and they were all kind of flirting with him and stuff. And he said two of the women got up and left and it was just one. And she wrote him a note and just said, what time do you get off and what's your address? I'll pick you up.
Whoa.
And then he goes into the bit portion of it where he's like, yeah, she pulled up in a minivan. He's like, I didn't know what to, you know, he's like, I've never been with a grown up before. And he says they get
in.
Does she
have fruit snacks in her purse?
He's like, you know, wondering if they're going to fucking dinner. And she's like, nope. And he's like, are we going to, you know, a movie? Nope. He's like, he's like, where are we going? We're not leaving the van.
Oh.
And he said they pulled into a park and she made him get out and take the car seats from the back seat and put them all the way in the back of the van.
Go ahead and throw those in the trunk.
And he said he had fucking Cheerios smushed on his back. I love
the old
Joshua.
Soccer bomb.
He cracks me up.
Dude, I'm in.
Yeah.
I'll put it on the to-do list.
All right, guys. Wow. Well,
now we got to find him a fucking an old woman. I mean, at this point, just look at our Facebooks and find one of our friends that are
single. Yeah, I was going to say, do your kids have
I mean, if I know some, like, I probably know some women that freaking jump right on you.
If we're going to go this route, we have to get one of his mom's friends.
Oh, yes.
No.
Let's call Uncle Ron. Let's call Uncle Ron.
Yes.
What time is it? He should be back at the hotel by now.
No, he's home.
Already?
Yeah, I'm working with him tomorrow.
I thought he was coming home Friday.
No, he changed the plans.
Oh. Hey, are you going on Saturday?
No.
Oh. I might. No. If you can get me a ticket.
No. Last year was a shit show. With people.
That's what I'm expecting.
With people's wives. And.
Oh.
No. I'll be at the ball field Saturday from 8 o'clock in the morning until probably close to 8 o'clock that night.
God.
We are spaced out. Saturday's the Jamboree, and Toby has pictures at 8:30. Then he has a game at 9, from 9 to 10:30. At noon, they have, or 11:45, I think, they do the parade and the big Jamboree ceremony.
Yep.
And then we have pictures at 2:30, and then we have a game at 5.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Big baseball.
That doesn't sound fun at all.
And I think the last thing I want to do after that is go to the fucking PBR.
Yeah. Well.
And watch.
I kind of want to. I would love to, actually. I freaking love. It's Flint Rasmussen's last year, so. He's retired.
I don't know who that is. I'm going to drink
He's the clown.
Get on cowgirls.
Flint Rasmussen has been, like, the PBR clown for, like, 25 years.
But you won't be able to hit on cowgirls because if you get a ticket, you're in the pit. Down below with Coke and Monster.
I thought we were up in a suite somewhere with Coke and Monster.
No, you're down on the dirt, right up against the cage.
Oh, so there's a chance I'm going to get like bullshit in my shoes.
Slim chance, but
definitely getting dirty.
No, we didn't.
Oh, okay.
They kind of have the arena part blocked. Like, there's a good separation between you and where the action is, but you're down on the floor.
Standing room only.
Yeah, all you do is stand. It is catered.
Oh, I didn't sign up for this.
It is catered. It is free beer.
I'm back. I'm in.
It's catered and free beer. I'm in.
You're basically watching the Jumbotron because at least the pit box we had was fucking the furthest one back.
Perfect. Jesus Christ.
So, yeah.
I've been hearing, I heard a little bit of gossip yesterday that apparently people are upset that some people don't get to go to certain things.
Yeah.
And I think it's funny because when have you ever been to a Seahawks game, a Mariners game, a Kraken game, a T-Birds game, you know?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
I know.
What the fuck?
Speaking of games, though, Mike, are you going to the season finale?
I am. I will be there.
Could be.
Dude, it's not going to be a season finale or season whatever.
We need.
They're going to the playoffs.
We need some help.
It's what? If Vegas loses and we win?
We play Vegas, so. It's St. Louis, the team we beat last week.
Yeah, if they lose. Yeah.
But from what I understand, they have the tiebreaker.
Oh. Well,
there's a mathematical way that it'll get to tiebreaker 4.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's just a straight up, I think it's if we lose and they lose, we would have the same tied record.
Right.
But Vegas will have, or not Vegas, St. Louis will have a better divisional record.
And that has to do with points scored, right?
That's the fourth tiebreaker.
Yeah, the fourth one. Shit. It gets weird. So, yeah. But hopefully, we'll see. I'm going to go. Yeah, but I'm definitely going to the game.
Yeah, we'll be there.
But I think it's the last game here because I think it's, I can't, oh, well. Because even if we make it,
we'd be the second seed. We wouldn't have the home game.
Yeah, we wouldn't have the home game. And then the final game is in San Antonio.
I know. Did you see what tickets are for that?
Like $40.
Yeah.
No, we've been thinking about it. We've been thinking about flying down for it.
Dude, that would be fun.
Mm-hmm.
Fly down for, you know, 24 hours.
Tosh told me to talk to my buddy whose wife works for Alaska.
Cash in those miles.
It's tempting because I have a friend who lives in San Antonio, so I could stay at his house. So
that'd be sweet.
Just get a hotel. Or
live it up at
or
the
fly
Super
down,
8.
Watch the game, and take the red eye home.
It's tempting.
Especially if I'm flying for free.
Yeah.
That'd be sweet.
Yeah.
Whole trip, $100.
Yeah. That's what I told Tosh. I'm like, well, if I do, I'll just call him and be like, hey, I'll buy the tickets. You get me on the flight. Let's go.
That would be awesome.
Do it.
I'm in. It'd be fucking rad.
Go Sea Dragons.
It'd be rad even if the Sea Dragons aren't in it to go down to.
No, it'd just be fun to be there. Be at a championship game.
Yeah. I haven't been to one since the high school one at Tacoma Dome, so.
Yeah.
Jesus. Oh, fucking
which is about the same quality of football.
Hey, it's fun, though.
Well,
it was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And I want to thank you again. Yeah. I went alone. I had literally the entire row. Like, I sat at the end. There were these two dudes, like, three rows up, super big. So I stood up, moved over, like, six or seven seats, sat back down. I had the entire row to myself.
Well, and fucking last game was our section was sold out.
Oh, shit.
Because we looked to buy the kids tickets because it was Easter.
Right.
And we actually ended up not going because when they moved it from 6 to 4, it just fucked everything up with the family shit.
Yeah,
Mike had the right thing and took the family for Easter. And that's what we thought we would try to do. And when we tried getting tickets a week before, They were fucking sold out.
Yeah, whoa. We got tickets for, yeah, we got all 6 seats, and we all went for each of that. Ended up being the family. We went to Zoe's, had freaking some lunch for Easter, and then all went to the game. So it took, you know, Ray Lynn and Remy to their first games.
That's so awesome.
Yeah. And Raylan, at first, she had an issue, but then once the excitement, she was having, she loved every second of it.
Nice.
So
it had like a, it had like NFL-ish production, but a total like high school football vibe in the stands.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it was awesome.
It was so rad.
It was.
Did you wear all your monster gear?
No.
Did you look like a monster whore?
All I do is wear my rain gear when I go. Fuck Zoa.
Dude,
I was
they
on
weren't
the Jumbotron. The last
there.
Game I was at, I was on the Jumbotron like 13 times.
Oh, shit.
Holding my fucking rain sweatshirt up and shit.
Fuck yeah. Fuck Zoa. Have you ever tried it?
No.
I had one.
Not the
was...
little cans that are kind of getting some steam now, but the old 16-ounce ones, the original.
The original?
Yeah.
Dog
the
shit.
White peach was gross.
Yeah, absolute dog shit.
So.
I think I had like a watermelon or something. It was fucking horrid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, all if right. it wasn't for the Rock's face.
Let's get the fuck out of here.
All right, guys. So Monday?
So Monday.
All right. Sounds good. All right. I will see you guys later.
All right, guys. Remember to be excellent to each other.
Hug the ones you love.
And we'll see you next week.
See you later.
See ya.
Oh.